The Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Talking about tonight's music on the Half Shell concert at the Nichols Bandshell in Stewart Park. Lonnie Komodo, one of the longtime committee members here to unveil the event for tonight. Lonnie, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Doing good here and a lot of sunshine. Nice weather today. Talk about what's ahead tonight for music on the Half Shell.
I know. We are very excited to have Bombino there at the Half Shell. I think he's going to really enjoy our spot, our beautiful spot on the river.
And tell me more about the artist. What can you tell us?
Well, he is from Niger, and he specializes in almost a type of reggae. He's also been called the Sultan of Shred. Last night I was looking at some of his music, and he's actually done a Rolling Stones song, Hey Negrita, and he collaborated with Keith Richards and Ron, and I don't remember his last name. Anyways, we are really excited about having him grace the Half Shell stage. Somebody new and different. This whole series is all about so many different types of music coming to the Half Shell.
And that's really kind of what it's been about all the way along, is exposing audiences in the Umpqua Valley to music that you wouldn't otherwise likely get around here.
That is totally correct. And this year we are proud of our lineup. It is really diverse this year. And we only have one repeat, and those folks are coming from Ukraine. So, yeah, it's pretty special. In fact, the Paperboys from Canada last week, they posted a very cool thank you to our community on our Facebook page. Folks, please check it out. They talked about that it's quite obvious what a community event it is. They talked about how we recognized our sponsors on stage, and they loved the homemade meal, and they loved seeing all the families attend the event.
Well, you've been involved for quite a while. How did you get connected into helping with Half Shell?
Actually, Susie Johnson Forte, who was the previous secretary for Half Shell, kept trying to talk me into it, and I kept saying, no, I'm too busy, and then finally went down and sat backstage. And in fact, Roseanne Cash was there that night, and I ended up saying hello to her. Excuse me, I'm sorry, my phone is ringing. Talked me into being the secretary, and I ended up being the secretary, and then went on to fundraising, president, and then vice president, and it's just been a nice, wonderful, long ride with the Half Shell. Really, really enjoy it. Every year I say, I'm not going to do it, and I look out at all those folks sitting on the blankets, and I just am so proud of what we do for the community.
And talk about as well, I mean, you've got a lot of sponsors that really make this happen, and a lot of them have been part of the event, in some cases almost, and maybe even back to the beginning.
Yes, there are some folks that have, wow, they've been fundraisers forever. And we also have a lot of new fundraisers this year. It's always amazing to me what our community does for us. In fact, tonight we're recognizing local attorney Andrew Johnson, who's never been a sponsor before, and he is now a benefactor this year. And thank you, Andrew. He's going to be recognized tonight. In fact, tonight we've got about three or four new sponsors that are going to be recognized. And it's just, it is amazing. You know, when I go around town and I ask, well, request folks to help us out, it's just such an easy job. People love the Half Shell. Businesses know that they're getting a lot of bang for their buck as well, showing that they care about our community as well.
And it's a series that also not just attracts local folks, but you're well aware of people coming from, you know, an hour or more beyond our borders from Eugene, Medford, et cetera, to see particular shows.
Absolutely. In fact, I have family members from Portland. I send them the schedule every year, and they come for particular concerts because of they want to see it, or they want to see Pink Martini again. You know, we are very fortunate. In fact, tonight I expect to see a lot of folks coming down for this one because it's so unique. His music is so unique.
And explain for people kind of the layout of things there at the park in terms of the food trucks and all the things that are available.
Yeah, you can show up, lay your blanket down. In fact, there's been a lot of, you know, usually it's like blanket to blanket, but there are spots always to be found. You can come on down with a blanket, a little picnic dinner, if you will, or you can get food up at the top. There's a lot of different types of food. There's Chinese, there's barbecue, sandwiches, of course, there's umpqua dairy ice cream, and yeah, folks really enjoy coming down and bringing their families and seeing friends, see folks that you haven't seen for years down at the Half Shell. And the kids play it up at the top, excuse me, on the playground equipment. Teens like to congregate up there and visit with their friends. It's one of the few things that teens can do under the kind of a watchful eye of their folks kind of milling around. And it's just, it's a great day. It's a great evening. It's just a feel-good moment for sure. And you can bring your own beverages and sit down and listen to amazing music.
All right. It's tonight, Bombino, 7 o'clock at the Nichols Bandshell in Stewart Park. Lonnie Komodo on with us. Lonnie, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle, and I look forward to seeing everyone there tonight. Please come and join us. You will not be disappointed.
8:40 at the Morning Report.